Walk number 2, north of Via Emilia. Track number 15, Piazza della Vittoria, martiri del 7 luglio. You're in Piazza del Monte. Turn into Via Crispi and point your eyes northward in the direction of the Alps, the Great Plains, and the Calatrava bridges. You won't see anything, I know. Everything is too far away. But what you will see from here, however, is the Romolo Valley Municipal Theatre dominating over the broad restructured square. To your left is the Libreria del Teatro bookshop. During the resistance, the partisans used to hide leaflets and secret messages inside the books. On the 1st of July 1960, the Libreria Prandi, as the bookshop came to be called, was bought out by Nino Nasi, a talent scout who later discovered Pier Vittorio Tondelli. Above the library is a flat that was the home of the pataphysicist poet Corrado Costa, who died in the early 90s, and represented the Emilia wing of the neo-avant-garde movement of the 1960s. Do you like the benches and the 8 plane trees? Have you already passed by the old-style building on your right, which houses the Bank of Italy, built in 1929 on the site of the now-demolished Church of San Giacomo? Note the monument to the resistance on your right. It was made in 1958, and it is the work of Andrea Brioschi. The monument is particularly dramatic, as dramatic as the events that took place here on the 7th of July 1960, when the police killed 5 local workers during a trade union demonstration. The Reggio Emilia victims called the resignation of the Tambroni government a Christian democratic one-party government forged on the wave of fascist nostalgia and supported by monarchists and the Italian social movement. Until that day of 7th of July, young Italian men were thought to be interested in just 3 things: a car, a wife, and a job. The young age of 3 out of the 5 victims proved that there were other kinds of young men in Italy, too.